than they would have spent if they bought a new system for air traffic controllers, meaning the computerized systems.
Trump also blamed DEI programs, suggesting they have lowered standards in the aviation industry. CBS's Ed O'Keefe has more from Washington.
He seemed to be jumping to conclusions before an investigation begins, saying, I'm going to express my opinions, knowing that it could take several years for an investigation to be completed. Let's convey two pieces of information he shared. First, he assured the flying public they should fly. Second, that there will be a, quote, systematic investigation led by the FAA, the National Transportation Safety Board, the Defense Department, to review what went on.
Transportation Secretary Sean Duffy is promising a thorough investigation.
What happened yesterday shouldn't have happened. It should not have happened. And when Americans take off in airplanes, they should expect to land at their destination.
CBS's Charlie Daggett reports the Army helicopter was on a training flight when it collided with the plane.
Helicopters are often used to transport military personnel and take part in other duties around the D.C. area. So, of course, in part of that training, they need to learn how to travel at night in congested airspace and learn the flight patterns near the airport.
On the plane were members of a U.S. figure skating team. Doug Zakhayev is the executive director of the Skate Club of Boston.
These kids and their parents, they're here at our facility in Norwood 6, sometimes 7 days a week. I think for all of us, we have lost family.
The skaters were returning from a competition in Wichita. President Trump's pick for Health Secretary Robert F. Kennedy Jr. is before the Senate Health Committee for his second confirmation hearing. He tried to clear the air in his opening statement.
News reports and many in the hearing yesterday have claimed that I'm anti-vaccine and anti-industry. Well, I'm neither. I'm pro-safety. I'm pro-good science.
When pressed today, Kennedy refused to reject the theory that vaccines cause autism. Joy in Israel. 8 more hostages were released by Hamas today, including a female Israeli soldier. Israel released another 110 Palestinian prisoners. Hamas has confirmed the head of its military wing was killed in an Israeli airstrike last year. This is CBS News.
Think O'Reilly Auto Parts for all your car care needs. Get the parts and service you need fast from the professional parts people at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
From the WRJN Radio Park Newsroom, I'm Stuart J. Waddles with a quick news update. A school switch is happening in Kenosha. Hillcrest on the north side is set to relocate to the former Wilson Elementary site. The move was approved by the school board this week. It'll happen this summer. There's been a rebranding in Racine. Downtown Racine's popular summer market has been renamed from Racine's Harbor Market to Racine Haymarket, paying homage to the historical significance of Monument Square. Flight for Life was called but wasn't needed for that fatal Racine County crash yesterday. A 32-year-old Walworth County man died in the impact near Highway K and Beaumont Avenue in Norway. Microsoft paid $34 million for that 240-acre site near the Cheese Castle in Kenosha. It's for a new data center project there. The company says the investment is separate from the company's ongoing $3.3 billion project in Mount Pleasant. And that's news on WRJN. I'm Stuart J. Waddles. News at the top and bottom of the hour or anytime at WRJN.com.
The Badgers fall to the Terrapins. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. A Big Ten matchup in men's basketball ending up in a loss for Wisconsin as the Badgers fall 76-68 to Maryland. Head coach Greg Gard on what happened.
You know, against a really good team on the road, you obviously have to take care of the ball, which I thought we did a much better job the second half. And then you've got to be able to make some plays and make shots. You know, credit to Maryland in terms of they made things more difficult for us.
The Marquette Golden Eagles are the 9th-ranked team in the nation. They're getting ready to host number 25th-ranked UConn Saturday night at 7 o'clock. Head coach Shaka Smart on what he looks for in a recruit.
We value three things, relationships. Number two, we value growth. We get these guys during a very formative time of their life. They're between 18 and 22 years old. If you're not growing, there's a problem. And our third core value, very simple, victory. We're here to win. So absolutely, we want people that value victory.
That's Marquette Shaka Smart. With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
WRJN weather. An extremely warm winter day today. Soak up the sunshine and enjoy it, because we're likely going down in history for record high temperatures. Set back in 1988 of 53 degrees, we're soaring to the mid-50s today. It'll be a bit breezy, and we cool off tomorrow. I'm meteorologist Brittany Merlau. Currently, 53 degrees.
WRJN. Let me hear some of that rock and roll. local news, Timeless Hits, WRJN. Coming up a little bit later today, we're going to give you a chance to win some tickets to see Herman's Hermits and the Association. They're going to be at the Genesee Theater in Waukegan, Illinois on Friday, February 28th. We'll give you details on that coming up and your chance to win in the 3 o'clock hour on WRJN. What do you tell me?
Point Marina, local news and timeless hits. W-R-J-N.
Through the mirror of my mind, reflections of you and me, reflections of the way life used to be, reflections of the love you took from me. Oh, I'm all alone now, no love to shield me, trapped in a world that's a distorted reality. Happiness you took from me and left me alone with only memories. Through the mirror of my mind, through these tears that I'm crying, reflects the hurt I can't control. Lost from the hurt that you have caused. see reflects the love that used to be.
Timeless Hits WRJN. Good afternoon. I'm Kurt Vollman. Are you ready for today's useless fact of the day? It's just a random piece of information you can share with your family and friends. Here we go. Today's useless fact is the cheesiest pizza ever created had a variety of 154 different cheeses. All right, here's the story. Johnny DeFrancesco set the Guinness record for the cheesiest pizza. The 2014 film Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles inspired him to do it when it claimed to be impossible to make a 99 cheese pizza in that movie.
Are your auto and home insurance rates too high? Then call the folks at Bain's AAA Insurance Agency to see if they can help save you money. Licensed in both Wisconsin and Illinois, they have been in business since 2014, serving the Racine, Mount Pleasant, Kenosha, and surrounding areas. Bain's AAA has sold thousands of customers AAA road service, auto, homeowners, condo, renters, life, and umbrella insurance, plus personalized customized service to fit your family's ever-evolving needs with competitive rates. Call Annette today at 262-672-4702.
Coverage is subject to all policy terms, conditions, exclusions, and limitations. Discounts and savings opportunities subject to eligibility requirements, subject to underwriting requirements. AAA Insurance is a collection of AAA branded insurance products, services, and programs made available to qualified members. Personal lines insurance is underwritten by Auto Club Group Insurance Company, Auto Club Insurance Association, and AAA Life Insurance Company.
Lee's Deli is your go-to for fresh signature subs and chef salads in Racine. Find them at Twins Food Mart on 16th and Packard, Elite Mini Market on Washington Avenue, and Taylor Mart on 1813 Taylor Avenue. Hosting a party? Convenient pickup and catering from our Washington Avenue shop make game day party trays a hit, even with a few hours' notice. Kickstart your healthy new year with your favorite sub in a gluten-free wrap or in a bowl to suit any dietary need. Lee's Deli, proudly serving Racine in 2025, one meal at a time.
Hey there, it's Carrie Joy with your Work Money Minute. Central heat, you know, the HVAC systems that heat your entire house. Man, those can really cost us an arm and a leg. And they lose up to 30% of their energy through the ductwork, plus more when we're heating rooms that we aren't even using. Well, one trick that can bring down your heating bill is to lower your thermostat and use energy-efficient space heaters where you really need the heat. I'm a little retro and I like radiant heaters. Those are heaters that just heat a specific area in a room. On average, running a 1500-watt space heater is going to cost you about 20 cents an hour. While running your central electric furnace, that's going to run you $1.37 an hour. So space heaters can mean real savings. However, if you use a space heater, make sure you follow the directions for their safe use. For more everyday money tips, check out workmoney.org. The next time, I'm Carrie Joy saying, take good care.
The Badgers.
Feeds Max, fakes the three, takes the three, left side, yes, sir. Fades, flips, good again. Just outside the left elbow.
Here.
Goes up, got it, with the right hand, it counts and a foul.
This is your radio home for Wisconsin Badger basketball.
Slam dunk! Steven Crow hammers it down.
Catch every game all season long right here on the Badger Sports Network from Learfield.
Local news and timeless hits on WRJN. Looking forward to Herman's Hermits with the Association.
There's a kind of hush all over the world tonight.
Can't you hear?
All this week, Tuesday through Friday, Dan Marcus has interviews with Peter Noon of Herman's Hermits at 10:45 a.m. Listen to the interview, remember what they talk about, then later in the day, Kurt Volman will ask you to recap the conversation. If you're the first caller who remembers what Dan and Peter talked about at 10:45, you'll win a pair of tickets to the Genesee Theater February 28th.
Cherish is the word I use to describe.
All this week on WRJN, your chance to win tickets to see Peter Noon with Herman's Hermits and the Association February 28th. Listen at 10:45 Tuesday through Friday for the clues you'll need to be a winner. On your home for local news and timeless hits, WRJN.
I see trees of green, red roses too. I see them blue for me and you. And I think to myself, what a wonderful world. I see skies of blue and clouds of white, the bright blessed day, the dark sacred night. And I think to myself, what a wonderful world. The colors of the rainbow, so pretty in the sky, are also on the faces of people going by. I see friends shaking hands, saying, how do you do? They're really saying, I love you. I hear babies cry. I watch them grow. They're like much more than I ever knew. And I think to myself, what a wonderful world.
Ooh, yeah. Louis Armstrong, What a Wonderful World on WRJN. Well, tonight could see a little rain. We'll see. Mainly after midnight with a low of 33. Tomorrow, rain and maybe even a little snow possible. Look for a high tomorrow, 38. Saturday, cloudy and 36.
Catch up on
Racine's home for local news and timeless hits, WRJN. Lots of ways to listen on the historic 1400 AM, on the FM dial at 99.9 in Racine, 98.1 in Kenosha, or worldwide on the Civic Media app. Let's get you into the WRJN Radio Park Newsroom.
From the WRJN Radio Park Newsroom, I'm Stuart J. Waddles. A school switch is happening in Kenosha. Hillcrest on the north side is set to relocate to the former Wilson Elementary site. The move was approved by the school board this week. It'll happen this summer. Officials say the Wilson building offers better HVAC systems, more space, and improved accessibility. As part of a larger agreement with the city of Kenosha, the district will transfer several closed properties. That does include the current Hillcrest site. It's likely the city will try to get housing on those sites. There's been a rebranding in Racine. Downtown Racine's popular summer market has been renamed from Racine's Harbor Market to Racine Haymarket, paying homage to the historical significance of Monument Square. The Downtown Racine Corporation is seeking vendors for the 7 Thursday night events scheduled throughout the summer. Get your calendar open. The Racine Unified School District has announced the graduation schedule for the class of 2025. Ceremonies will take place June 5th through the 8th. Walden 3 will start the celebrations on the 5th, followed by the Real School in Horlick on June 6th. Kaysen Park will conclude graduation season on June 8th. And that's news on WRJN. I'm Stuart J. Waddles. News at the top and bottom of the hour, or anytime at WRJN.com.
An extremely warm winter day today. Soak up the sunshine and enjoy it, because we're likely going down in history for record high temperatures. Set back in 1988 of 53 degrees, we're soaring to the mid-50s today. It'll be a bit breezy and we cool off tomorrow. I'm meteorologist Brittany Merlau, currently 53 degrees.
Can we listen? Local news and timeless hits are back on WRJN. Good afternoon. I'm Kurt Vollmann. Well, in Germany, an 82-year-old man was convicted of dealing drugs. 82 years old. It's not exactly what they meant when they told him to stay active in his old age.
I long to hold you tight, 'cause I'm so alone. Baby, I need your loving, got to have all your loving. Baby, I need your loving, got to have all your loving. Some say it's a sign of weakness for a man.
spoke and we listened. Local news and timeless hits are back on WRJN. Be sure to tell a friend and tell that same friend they can save 30% or more if they go to WRJN.com and click on the Big Deals tab. You can save 30% or more on local food, merchandise, and services at WRJN.com.
Down in the boondocks.
Vehicle, baby. I'll take you anywhere you wanna go. I'm your vehicle, woman. Right now,
Local news. Timeless Sands WRJN. Are you going to spend big on Valentine's Day? Americans gearing up for another extravagant Valentine's Day 2025. Spending projected to hit nearly $26 billion, maintaining the levels seen in recent years. The average consumer celebrating the holiday will plan on spending about $185. That's $8 more than the five-year average. Candy remains a favorite, appearing on 57% of shopping lists. Flowers are sought by 39%. Jewelry continues to dominate spending categories with $6.4 billion expected to be spent. Dining out is another significant expenditure forecasted at $4.9 billion. Pets are not left out of the celebration. Americans will spend about $1.5 billion on gifts for their furry friends.
And the truth is found to be
98 years, WRJN has provided local news and now timeless hits, too. Coming up, CBS News at 3. And check in with Stuart J. Waddles in the WRJN Radio Park Newsroom.
Yeah. So happy when we were in love, high on a mountain of love. Night after night I've been standing here alone, weeping my heart out till cold gray dawn. Praying that you're lonely and you come here too, hoping just by chance that I get a glimpse of you. Trying hard to find you somewhere, love, high on a mountain of love. A mountain of love. We used to be a mountain of love, but you just changed your name. Way down below there's a half a million people, somewhere there's a church with a big cross steeple. Inside a church there's an altar filled with flowers, wedding bells are ringing and there should have been ours. That's why I'm so lonely, our dreams gone above, high on a mountain of love. A half a million people, somewhere there's a church with a big cross steeple. Inside a church there's an altar filled with flowers, wedding bells are ringing that should have been ours. That's why I'm so lonely, our dreams gone above, high on a mountain above, high on a mountain above.